Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in his name. We thank him for his goodness to us this day, and thank him for allowing us to be here this morning. And we thank God we have Sister Holmes online, and we have Brother Mann's daughter, Karen, and no doubt Brother Mann is probably there listening. He's got a birthday this week, 85 years old, and so we thank God for that and ask God's continued blessings. Likewise, let us remember Sister June Webb, continue to hold her up in prayer. It's good to hear her strong voice on Wednesday night and how God was blessing her and bringing her through, and continuing to pray that God will continue to heal her in her body, that she may be out again to the house of the Lord. And thank God for, likewise, Sister Lillian, let's pray for her, and God will strengthen her in her body. She's having some weakness too, and so we're just praying that God's blessings be upon his people. Thank God Sister Carol's here, although not as strong as normal, but she says she's here, so we thank God for that. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. We want to invite him into the service and thank him for all that he has done, because he truly has been good to us. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we call upon your precious and holy name this morning to say thank you for all of your manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon your people. We thank you for your love and mercy extended unto us. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We ask a special prayer and blessing be upon this family of God here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Ask that you would continue to look down upon us with favor, continue to be our guide and our direction and the strength we so desperately stand in need of. Father, we want to thank you for the saints who have come out this morning and ask that you would continue to bless and be with them, Lord God. Remember those who may be still on their way, and we ask that you would grant traveling mercies over the highways, dear Lord. Hasten them along safely, dear Lord, and bringing them to the house of the Lord. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being online, dear Father, and we ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for our dear sister and all that you have done for her and all that thou art doing. Remember her children as they care for her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless them likewise. Thank you, Lord God, for the Mann family being on. Thank you for Karen, Lord, reaching out this morning, Lord God, and asking that we would, Lord God, dial them into the service and ask that you would bless the family in every way they stand in need of. We thank you for this family and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Thank you for Brother Sammy Mann, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God, as he will be having a birthday, Lord God, this week, Lord God, reaching 85 years old. We thank you for that. Ask that you would bless our dear brother in every way he stands in need of. Be his guide, be his direction, be his strength, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, touch and heal him in his body. We know, Lord God, he's been having some pains, dear Heavenly Father, but Father, we have lifted him up to you, Lord God, and we know you are able. Remember his daughter Karen and her family. We thank you for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Remember her companion, Mark, dear Father. Remember her children, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, Stephen, dear Heavenly Father, Rose, dear Father, all of the Mann family, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we want to thank you likewise for Sister Lillian, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ask that you would touch and heal her in her body, dear Lord. Not feeling well, but we just know that you're able to do all things but fail. Thank you for Sister Carol being out this morning, and ask that you would bless her, and ask that you would be with her too, dear Lord. Thank you for all that you have done for Sister Carol, and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction and her strength this morning, dear Lord. Remembering, Lord God, Sister Regina, Lord God, this morning, ask that you would bless her. Please be with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord God, on last Lord's Day, she said, remember JC Village, Lord God. And so we ask that you would remember where she resides, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, each and every one of them. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for all the saints of God. We don't want to forget anyone, but we want to lift up, Lord God, your people to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and remember them in a mighty way, Lord God. Father, I don't know if I remember if I've even called out Sister June's name, but remember her, Lord God, and remember her family, dear Father. Ask that that you would look down upon them with favor, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Remember her companion, Lord God, that is there by her side, dear Father, caring for her, Lord God. And thank you for what you've brought her through, Lord God, and how you have brought her this far by faith, Lord God. And she is still leaning on you, Lord God. Remember her daughters, Lord God. Remember her grands, dear Heavenly Father, her brother, her sister. Remember her entire family, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Likewise, we ask that you remember all those who are online, dear Father, who are listening in. And pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the media that you have given us, dear Lord, to be able to reach out to souls, dear Father. But, Lord God, we would love to see, Lord God, many that if they're able to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Ask, dear Lord, that you would prick their hearts on that, dear Heavenly Father, that they will come out to hear the word of God and to fellowship with their brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father, we thank you for Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, and ask that you would continue to bless them. Thank you for blessing her with a new job. Dear Father, ask that you would bless her on her new job, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. Oh, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister and be with her in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Oh, we know, Lord God, she's standing on truth. She's standing on what she knows, dear Heavenly Father. And ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would intervene on her behalf. Remember her companion. Remember her children, her daughters and her grandchildren and her son, Lord God, and great-grandfather, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Marvinia in New York, dear Father. Thank you for her and ask your blessings be with her likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you for all that have called in. Remembering Sister Sandy Turner, dear Heavenly Father, bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord, we're looking one day to see her come into the house of the Lord. Likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Margie Johnson, Lord God, she reached out to me today. She's here in Columbus. She would have been here in service, Lord God, but she said she was just not physically able, Lord God, to come out, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we pray for this dear sister, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would go to her bedside, Lord God, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. Father, we ask that you would remember others we don't see that are normally here. Remember Sister India, Lord God. Remember Sister Kiva, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that these saints are on their way. Remember Mr. Dalton, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Lord. Haste them along safely over the highways. Thank you for all that have gathered in the house of the Lord one more time to hear the word of God. We don't know when the last time, Lord God, we'll be able to meet, dear Father, but Lord, we know at this time, right now, is the time that you have given us, dear Heavenly Father, to be together, and we thank you for that. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Ruth also, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the progress report, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to be able to get out, dear Heavenly Father, and to go visit with her, Lord God, to sit down, dear Father, and to share the word of God with her, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, dear Father, in her home, dear Lord. Be with her family in a special way. Now, Father, we ask that you remember even our officer on the parking lot. Pray, Lord God, that you would watch over him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord God, others, dear Heavenly Father, and we don't see Brother Reggie, Lord God. He's not here as of yet, Lord God. Remembering Brother Tony, Lord God, Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre and family, Lord God. We don't see them as of yet, but Lord God, we're trusting they're on their way, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, you remember Sister Smith. We thank you for her being here this morning, and ask your hand of love and mercy be extended unto our sister this day, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen her up where she may be torn down. Build her up where she may be weak and give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, Lord God. Help her to continue to fight on the good fight of faith. Help her to hold on, dear Heavenly Father, to the eternal life that she has spoken about, Lord God. We know, Lord God, it's her desire to run this race that you have set before. Help her, Lord God, not to look back. Help her, Lord God, not to allow the enemy in any way, Lord God, to deter her from doing what you have set forth for her to do. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her. Be with her, Lord God. Be her guide and her direction this day. Thank you for our media department. Ask your blessings upon Sister Melita and Brother PJ, Lord God, and ask that you would be with them too, Lord God, in a special way. Remember Sister Melita's family. Remember her father-in-law in a special way, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, you remember the souls who came out on yesterday to the food pantry, Lord God. We didn't have a normal number, Lord God, where we had the 40-some, but Lord God, we had souls that came in, Lord God, and they were attentive and listening to the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, and even commenting, Lord God, knowing, dear Father, what the scripture
others. The one young lady, I can't think of her name, Lord God, but she shared with us that she lost her daughter, Lord God, 2 years ago, Lord God. Remember that family in a mighty way. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them. Thank you for Brother Byrene and how you're using him to your glory and to your honor, dear Father, to preach the word of God. We thank you for the word that went forth on yesterday and ask that it will continue to preach, dear Heavenly Father, in the days ahead, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember those that are downstairs with the children, Lord God. Thank you for all the children being out this morning, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless them, dear Heavenly Father. Be with each and every one of them, Lord God. And thank you for Matthew, Lord God. If you allow him to see Tuesday of this week, he'll be 17 years old. Thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would bless him, Lord God, as he goes to school. Remember all the children, Lord God, Haley, Jaslyn, and London, Lord God, Grant, Olivia, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm afraid I'm forgetting someone's name, Sirius, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them, Lord God. Tatum and Liam, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray a little infinity, Lord God, and innocence, dear Father. Remember them, Lord God, and in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Look down upon them with favor. Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you remember Brother Robert and his family likewise, Lord God. We don't see him either, dear Lord, and ask that you would bless and be with him in a mighty way. Now, Father, we just want to thank you for your presence felt already this day. Thank you for being in the services thus far, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know we have another prayer that's going forth, dear Heavenly Father, so we'll give way to that, dear Heavenly Father, but we just want to thank you this morning, dear Father, for being able to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank you for your manifold blessings upon our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your guidance and your direction that you give us each and every day. Lord, I wouldn't leave home without you, dear Heavenly Father. I wouldn't live this life without you, dear Heavenly Father. I wouldn't be in this land anymore without you, dear Heavenly Father, because I know, Lord God, what you have done for me, dear Father. I know, Lord God, how, dear Heavenly Father, living for Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, I have a hope within me, dear Father, and I thank you for that hope this morning. Ask in the name of Jesus that something will be said in the message, Lord God, that will give someone else that same hope, dear Father, that hope to run this race, dear Heavenly Father, that hope to turn their lives over to Jesus before it's a day, an hour too late, Lord God. We can see the signs of the times, Lord God. We can hear, dear Father, in the news and read, dear Father, in the news, Lord God, all the destruction in the land, dear Father. Oh, when people can't even ring a doorbell without getting shot, Lord God. When you can't even, Lord God, even turn around in a driveway without being shot and killed, dear Heavenly Father. Or a ball go into someone's yard, dear Father, without being shot at, dear Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we're living in the last of the last days. Help mankind to realize that. Help them to know, Lord God, that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Help them, Lord God, to make their peace, calling an election sure with thee. Help them not to wait and say, well, I'll wait till tomorrow, or I'll wait till next week. Tomorrow may never come for some of us, but right now is the accepted time for us to call out your name. Help us in the name of Jesus. If there's any lost loved ones that are listening in this morning, if you don't know Jesus, I invite you to know my Savior. Come and know about him. Come and learn about him. Come and love him like we love him. Oh, you may say, well, I love the Lord, but are you serving him? Are you living for him? He died that you might be able to have life and have life more abundant in him. Come while he has his arms spread wide open. He said in the word, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Our spiritual rest is in knowing Jesus Christ and the free pardon of our sins. Help mankind to realize that this day, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord God in heaven, we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Remember Sister Blake, Lord God, not forgetting her, Lord God. And we thank you for our dear sister Nest. Your blessings continue to be upon her and her family, Lord God. Remember her companion, Brother Maurice, and Sister Lawrenceine downstairs with the children, Lord God. Ask that you would bless even in that ministry. Thank you for Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service. Oh, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for all the saints of God. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God. And if we have, if we haven't called call out your name, Lord God, we still love you, dear Father. We love, dear Heavenly Father, all the brethren, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Now have thine own way in the services this morning, and we'll be so careful to give your name all the praise and all the glory and all the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Shall we stand and turn in our worship to the Lord to page 122? 122.
God is so good. One, two, two. Woke us up this morning and got us started on our way. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He
this morning. Amen. Glory to Almighty God this morning. It's so good to be in the house of God, to be able to sing with the spirit and with the understanding that God is so good. Amen. He redeemed us. He delivered us. He gave his son to die for us. His spirit is a presence in our lives, leading and directing us every single day. God is so good. So we give him glory and praise and thanks this morning. So good to see everyone this morning and to know that we have come together in the name of the Lord. And we give honor to our pastor this morning. We thank God for Pastor Renee Jenkins and pray God's continued blessings upon her, giving her the strength that she needs from day to day. We just thank God for the way that he uses her as the watchman on the wall for this congregation. And we'll continue to remember those who are still on their way, that God will give them traveling mercies. And we thank the Lord for the foregoing prayer. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4. We thank God for all who are here, for those who are on the phone, for those who are already on the system, and perhaps those who are currently being called. Just thank God for each one. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 is our responsive reading. Amen. You know, Pastor was praying for those that we do not see yet, but we trust are on their way, and we thank God for even for our young people who are here today. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Together, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and the admonition, even here, the warning in God's word. Because every word of God is steadfast.
Amen.
And God has said that every transgression and disobedience will receive a just recompense of reward. It was so in olden times, it's so now. So how shall we escape? We dare not neglect so great a salvation. When we think of the price that was paid for our salvation, that Jesus paid it all. And all to him we owe. Amen. Thank God for his word and thank God for the precious gift of Jesus. Amen. We're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith in prayer? She said she for us to pray for her as she prays for us and to remember her loved ones, her daughter, her granddaughters, and her great grandchildren as well, one by one. Sister Carol. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Carol, she's a little weak this morning, but pray that the Lord will give her the strength and pray that the Lord will be with her as she trusts him. Trust him and going off the medication, just trusting in God, resting in God. The Lord will bring her through. Amen. And I believe that Sister Jenkins already prayed for, remember, Sister Lillian much in prayer. She has weakness in her body as well and swelling in her legs and feet. And so it's difficult for her to move about. So just continue to remember her. She is on the phone this morning and so she's not feeling very well this morning. So just continue to lift her up in prayer.
And remember me, this is Sister Holmes. And I thank the Lord that I can hear the service. And I'm praying for my family as well as they care for me. Thank the Lord for your prayers in behalf of me and my family.
Amen, amen. We'll continue to remember Sister Holmes and her family who helped to care for her. And she's thankful to be able to hear the service today. Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Other requests?
I'm Karen, Brother Mann's daughter just said, continue to remember them. Please keep them in prayer. They're online. They're on the phone, too. So remember them much in prayer.
Amen.
Likewise, remember a lady by the name of Jenny. She has cancer, so remember her much in prayer. And likewise, remember Sister Webb. She said that she's trusting the doctors will allow her to drive. She said that the doctor wants her to meet a certain criteria before she's able. So just remember her much in prayer. We don't want her to rush it.
Amen.
She wants to get back to service. But just remember her much in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Lord bless Sister Webb. Sister Carol. Carol said, remember her grandson's wife in Tennessee, her grandson Justin. Remember his wife, she has a type of cancer, possibly bone cancer. So remember her in prayer, man, body and soul. Brother Willis. Amen. Lord bless you. Amen. The Lord direct, lead, and guide. And you know that we can. As Brother Byron said in one of the messages, he said you can tell them the word. You can't drag them across the finish line. You know, we tell them about the word. You know that the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. You know, we don't have a heaven or a hell or a church to put people into. The Lord does that, but he uses us. And so we pray that God will use you as he sees fit. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here, saints, and thank you for your prayers for my wife, sister Mary Jane. She is out of the hospital, and I believe she's doing better. She was in the hospital, and she did say back to work. So,
amen.
Whatever clock she had in the towel or something. Had.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord for that. Keep my family in your prayers, Madeline and Jacob. Jacob's doing well. There's a comment that one of his friends, and I'll try to get it and share it with you probably on Wednesday. And he's doing well as a little officer.
Amen. Amen.
Keep my wife in your prayers and likewise myself. And since I was troubled last night about a program my wife and I watched, and I had to get up this morning and pray about it. Thank the Lord, you know. And I shared it with my wife too. I prayed while we were standing there this morning when I got up, and I shared with her that that's not the type of program that I feel suitable. And the Lord kind of troubled me in the night about it. And so, and she, you know, she accepted that and understood that. And Lord, I'll tell you more about it, you know.
Amen.
I truly thank God. He lets us know if things are right for your home, if things aren't right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And then you have to pray out of it and pray about it. And the Lord knows. I think that didn't settle well with me, so I know it didn't settle well.
Amen.
And so keep in your prayers.
Amen.
The enemy's business. You
know, yes. Business, all the time.
Something somewhere that he can't.
Yes.
Just a small command.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Brother Byron. Amen. We thank God for answering our prayers on behalf of Judy's oldest sister. She's out of the hospital and back at work. And so we thank God for answering that prayer. And Remember his family, remember his children, Jacob and Madeline, each one. And we thank God for how God is blessing Jacob in his new position, and how the Lord is just, God is just good. The Lord is good. And so we pray the Lord's protection, continued protection on Jacob, and even in his dealings with those that he has the rule over. We thank God for that, and continue to remember Madeline in a special way. The Lord would bless her, be with her, show her mercy, and remember Brother Byron's companion, Judy, in a special way. We thank God. He blessed her to see another birthday on last week, and we thank God for that, and just continue to keep her in your prayers, and remember our dear brother. And we heard the desires of his heart, that he wants God's approval on him. He wants to be able to even judge the smallest matters, and to have God be always pleased with our dear brother and with the things that are going on in his home. And so we thank God for that, and even for that prayer request. That's something that we all should seek. So let to have the Lord direct, Spirit of God, to direct us in everything, in all of our daily activities, all of the things that we allow ourselves to be even exposed to. We thank God for that request. We continue to remember Brother Byron. Amen.
Sister Blake, thank you for your prayers for Brother Myron, my youngest brother. He shared with me yesterday. He came by and he said that his overtime, all the mandatory overtime, is stopped for the summer month.
Thank the Lord.
So he's trusting to get some rest. And so he looked really good last night. So just remember him much in prayer. He thanks for your prayer.
Amen.
As we were praying, so just remember
him much in prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless God. Other requests, all general requests. We all have need from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we turn to 653 in the worship of the Lord? 653, he leadeth me, O blessed thought. 653. We'll sing the three verses and then we'll go to the chorus. 653.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O world with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Lord, clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, this is my God that leadeth me. And when my task
our God. Dear Lord. shall we look to the Lord in prayer. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would hear our humble cry, dear God. Lord, we come to you, dear Father. Lord, we come to you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, dear Father. Lord, bowing in our spirits before your mighty throne, dear God. And Lord, you told us, dear God, that we could approach your throne, dear God, and bring our request for prayer. Lord, to bring the thoughts of our heart to you, dear God. To bring, Lord, the needs, dear God, even voiced by our heart, dear God, to you. Lord, to bring, dear Father, Lord, a knowledge, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to answer our prayers, dear God. And so, Lord, we come freely and we come in faith, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, our coming together. And we pray, dear Father, that you would remember each request, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, that we've come, Lord, because, Lord, you have had mercy upon us. We've come, dear Father, because we know, dear God, that your word is necessary, Lord, for our lives and for our hearts. And we've come, dear Father, with an expectation, Lord, that you will see and hear and know, dear God, Lord, everything that we stand in need of. We come, dear God, giving you thanks, dear Father, for past blessings, dear God. Amen. And Lord, based on that, Lord, how you've proven, Lord, yourself, Lord, to be true, Lord, we've come again, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that you have answered in the past, Lord, and Lord, you hear our petitions. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember us, Lord, as we have gathered here, Lord, together, Lord, and agreed in prayer, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would have your way, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified, dear God, Lord, in everything that is said and everything that is sung. Lord, in every prayer that is prayed, Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, in hearts, dear God, even as your word goes forth, yes. Dear Father. Lord, that we each may receive the blessing, Lord, that we stand in need of. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. Lord, remember Sister Smith in a special way, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the desires of her heart. Lord, you know, Lord, how she wants to please you, dear God, in all things. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and be with her. Strengthen her, dear God. Lord, help her, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding, Lord, in your work and in your way. Lord, help her, Lord, to know, Lord, how she has witnessed, Lord, to her family, dear God. And Lord, help her, Lord, to be an example of believers before them, dear God. Lord, that they might know, Lord, that this great salvation is real, dear Father. And Lord, this great salvation is enduring, dear God. Lord, you said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. And that lets us know, Lord, that we have to hold on to the end, dear God. And Lord, you said in your word, the end of all things is at hand. So, Lord, this is the time, Lord, when we must hold on to thee, dear God, knowing, Lord, that soon and very soon, Lord, dear God, you're going to send your dear son back, dear Father, Lord, to receive your church. So help us, Lord, to be worthy. Help us, Lord, to be worthy, dear God, of our place, Lord, in your great kingdom. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Byron. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for him. I mean, thank you, Lord, for his life, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for his family, dear God. But we thank you, Lord, even for the teaching, Lord, that he gave his children, dear God, his son and his daughter when they were young, dear God. Lord, you said in your word, dear God, that if you would train him up in the way they should go, when they're old, they'll not depart. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, Lord, to remember, Lord, all of the things that that Brother Byron taught them about you, dear God. Lord, that they would think, Lord, on their souls, that they would think, Lord, we are persuaded, Lord, they've not forgotten them. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to speak to their hearts. Keep them safe, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you're doing, dear God, for Jacob, dear Father. And, Lord, how, Lord, you have placed them in a place of responsibility, dear God, even over other sailors, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give him the wisdom, dear God, that he needs, dear Father. Lord, help him to know, Lord, and we're persuaded, Lord, that he knows, dear God, that the saints are praying for him, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with him and keep him encouraged, dear God. Help him, Lord, to think on his soul. Lord, remember Judy. Remember Brother Byron's companion, dear God, and Jacob and Madeline's mother. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that down through the years, dear Father, on Sunday mornings, dear God, she would get up in the morning, dear God, fix her children breakfast and prepare them, make sure that they were prepared to come to Sunday school, to come with Brother Byron to the house of God. We thank you for that, dear God. Father, we're praying, Lord, for Judy, dear Father. Lord, we know that you love her, Lord. We love her. And dear Father, we're calling out her name, Lord, not only today, Lord, but on Tuesdays we call out her name, Lord, and when we're in our own prayer closets, dear Father, calling out the names, dear Father, of those that you put on our heart, Lord, we pray for her. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just be with her. We thank you, Lord, that you allow her to see another birthday, dear Father. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, Lord, and cause her, dear Father, even, Lord, to come out to the house of God, dear Father, with her companion, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to work, dear Father, as you will work. And because, Lord, we know how you worked on us, dear Lord, when we were lost and undone. And so, Father, we know, dear God, that your power has not diminished. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, for her soul, Lord, that you would just bless her. We thank you, Lord, how you blessed her sister, dear God, and allowed her to come out of the hospital, Lord. Father, your healing favor, Lord, went there, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her sister to know that there are saints who lifted her up in prayer, Lord, and your mighty power, Lord, went forth and touched her, dear God, raised her up off that bed in that hospital, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother Byron, dear Father. We're so thankful, dear God, for the way that you used him, dear God, even in the food pantry service on yesterday, dear God. And Lord, how our hearts were made glad, dear Father, Lord, as your truth went forth in Spirit's power, dear God, and how the souls, dear God, of those who were there, dear God, who came for the food, dear God, but Lord, received an additional blessing that was even greater than the food, dear God, through your eternal word. So, Father, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings on Brother Byron. Lord, you heard his request, dear Father, for Lord, he wants to always do that which is pleasing and right in your sight, dear God. Lord, in thought and in deed, dear God, and in every single thing, dear Father, and even in his spirit, he wants to glorify you. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless him, dear God. Be with him, Lord. Direct him in all things, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, how you deal with your children, dear God. And Father, when something comes along, Lord, that troubles us in our spirit, Lord, and we take it to you, dear God. Lord, you hear, dear God, out of an honest heart, Lord, we know, Lord, you heard Brother Byron, dear God, and his request, Lord, made to thee. And so, Father, we just thank you, dear God, for that godly example, Lord, that Brother Byron brought today, dear Father. Lord, that will help us all to know, dear God, Lord, that if something comes about, if something occurs in our life, Lord, that's troubling in our spirit, dear Father, Lord, we don't want, Lord, to be contrary, Lord, to you or to your way or to your word or to your spirit, Lord, that we can go to you and pray to you, dear God, and Lord, you will hear, dear God, and Lord, you will keep us in peace. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless Brother Byron, Lord, and give him that perfect peace, dear God, that peace that passeth all understanding, dear God. And as much, Lord, as he is striving, dear God, to do everything, dear God, that glorifies thee, be with our dear brother, Lord. Bless him and use him, dear God, according to your will. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her. We pray, Lord, your anointing, dear Father, would be upon her afresh, dear God, even as she prepares to stand before us, Lord, and bring your word, dear Father, to our hearts and to our minds. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to bless her, dear God, undergird her, dear Father. Lord, remember her request brought for Karen, dear Father, Brother Sammy Mann's daughter and her family, dear Father. Be with them, dear God, Lord. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord. And open a way, dear God. Make a way, dear Father, Lord, that they would be able, Lord, to come out to the house of God, dear Father, Lord. We know, dear God, that the enemy will try to throw up stumbling blocks, dear God, at every turn, dear God. Lord, we have to make up our mind, dear Father, that come what may, Lord, we're going to press our way. This is a pressing way, dear God. And there are times where we have to press past things, occurrences, and things of this world in order, Lord, to get to you, dear Father, in the fullness, Lord, of your spirit. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless her family, bless Karen's family in a special way, dear God. Make a way, dear Father, Lord, for them to be out in the house of God, Lord. Father, as is their desire, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Webb in a special way, dear Father. Bless her, touch her, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for what you've already done, Lord, and what we know that you're able to do. And we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, Father. We know, Lord, that her desire is to be in the house of God, but as Pastor Jenkins said, Lord, not to rush, dear Father, but, Lord, to just for her to wait upon you, dear God, because, Lord, when it's your will, Lord, you will heal her, Lord, in all of your fullness, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, there won't be any symptoms left of anything, dear Father. For, Lord, everything that you do it completely. And so, Father, we pray that you would bless and keep Sister Webb encouraged, dear God, just to wait on thee, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you said in your word, in patience possess ye your souls. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help Sister Webb to possess her soul in godliness and righteousness and waiting on you, dear God. Lord, that she may be able to give a testimony, dear God, of your healing, dear God, upon her. And, Lord, how she waited on you, Lord, and you answered her prayer. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Millicent, dear Father. Bless and be with her in the name of Jesus. And even remember, Lord, the requests, Lord, that she brought, and even those that she brought, Lord, down in our Sunday school class, dear God, for Hannah's great-grandmother, dear Father, Lord, who was ailing, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, your mercy, dear God, upon her in soul and body. And, Lord, remember, Lord, the former co-worker whose mother fell, dear God, and, Lord, needed a blessing, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch and touch in that family in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Carol in a special way, dear Father. Lord, she feels weak this morning, dear Father. But, Lord, when we're weak, Lord, then we are strong in thee, dear God. Lord, you said so in your word. Because, Lord, when we're weak, Lord, in our body, Lord, then our dependence, dear God, is totally upon you. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would pour out, dear God, your strength upon Sister Carol, dear God. Be with her. Bless her in the name of Jesus, for we know, Lord, she's depending upon you, dear God, day by day. Lord, bless her, dear Father, even, dear God, in her body, Father. Lord, that she's going to depend upon you, dear God, going to lay aside the one medication, dear God. Trust you, Lord, to keep her, dear Father. And, Lord, you said, dear God, that when we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, Lord, you're able, Lord, to answer and bless. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, Lord, even, dear Father, as Sister Carol is looking to you in faith, Lord, and we're looking to you in faith, Lord, to bless her and to keep her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Sister Lillian, dear Father, Lord, who's also weak in her body, dear Father. Lord, Father, and swelling in her legs and feet, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that it's her desire, Lord, to be here in the house of God, but, Lord, she's not feeling well this morning, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would go to her, dear Father. Bless her, dear God. Give her, Lord, the strength that she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, as she's looking to you, Lord, you know, dear Father, even how she toils in her neighborhood, dear God. Lord, for neighbors and the children in the neighborhood, dear Father. So much so, Lord, that some of the children are trying to recruit other children, Lord, to come with them to Sunday school. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister Lillian, dear God. Some of the children in the neighborhood are calling her grandma, dear God, Father, and then because she's a godly presence and a settled, stable presence in their lives, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, Lord, that she may be used, Lord, to your glory and to your honor, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother James, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that stops by, dear God, and he helps her, dear God, but when she can't get around and do some things in the house, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that. And we pray, dear God, that you would be with Brother James, dear Father. Bless, and we thank you, Lord, for the job that you've given him, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with him on his job, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would help him, dear God, strengthen him in thee, dear God, and in your word, dear Father. Lord, that he may have a desire, Lord, to find higher heights and deeper depths in thee. Lord, remember all of our new converts, Lord, those that who had not come in, dear Father, when we started this prayer, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each one, Lord, if there's some who are on their way. Be with them. Bless them, dear God. If they've arrived, Lord, help them to know, Lord, that we've been praying for them, dear God, and we give you glory, dear God, for bringing them in safely. Lord, remember Sister Holmes in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes. We pray, dear God, that you would be with her, Lord, and keep her keep her encouraged, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the joy, dear God, that she shows in thee, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless her. Remember her family, Lord, who cares for her, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for them, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes. And pray, Lord, that you would just continue, dear God, to keep her in your care, dear God, under the shadow of your wing. Lord, remember, Lord, Brother Willis, dear Father, in a special way, dear God. Lord, you heard his request, dear Father. Lord, he wants to be used of thee. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would strengthen him, dear God. Show him your will and your way, Lord, for his life, dear Father. Lord, as he's seeking, Lord, to serve you, Lord, with all of his might, dear Father. Help him, dear God, to, Lord, you said, dear Father, that you want us to be established, dear God, in thee. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would bless our dear brother, Lord, that he get established, dear God, in thee, dear Father. Lord, just continue to pray for souls, dear God. Lord, that you will bring them in, dear God, as you see fit, dear God. And Lord, you will add to the church daily such as should be saved, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that those who are not saved won't stay around, dear God, because they don't want to sit under the strength of your and the fire of your preaching, of your truth, dear God. But, Lord, those who have an honest heart, dear God, Lord, will stay, dear God, and will prosper in thee, dear God, and will be fed, dear God, from your living water, dear God, and your living bread. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would use our dear brother, dear God, Lord, according to your divine will. Help him, Lord, to be an example of believers, dear God. Help him, Lord, to be a light, dear God, to those that he comes in contact with, dear Father. There are times, Lord, when we're just living right, dear God, and Lord, we're speaking your name and praising your name, dear God, even, Lord, for giving us a new day, dear God. Others will hear, dear God, and they will inquire, dear God, if they have an honest heart. They will inquire to know about the God that we serve. And so, Lord, at times, Lord, that we don't have to preach a sermon, dear God. Lord, we just have to live. Because our life will tell the gospel story, Lord, when we're true. Amen. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless our dear brother. Strengthen him, dear God. Help him, dear God, to lay hold on this salvation, dear God, and not let go, dear God, for anything, dear Father. Lord, this we bless of thee. We pray, Lord, that you would give him, Lord, the desires of his heart, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that he wants to see other souls, dear God, Lord, experience this great salvation, to have this great salvation, Lord, that he enjoys and that we enjoy. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, we thank you, Lord, for the burden for souls, Lord, that you put on our dear brother. Be with him, Lord. Bless him again. Strengthen him, dear God, that you may truly use him, dear God, according to the way that you have called him. Have your way, dear God, and just continue to bless, Lord, in this service, Lord, and those that we've forgotten to pray for, dear God. Lord, you know about each and every one. We pray, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, even those who didn't make a request, Lord. You know the desires of their heart. And so we pray, dear God, that you would grant it according to your divine will. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Lord.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God. When you're praying, you close your eyes and pray to God. You open your eyes and the Lord has answered some prayers. Thank God for his goodness. So glad to see everyone this morning. And before you to lift the morning offering, this is the fourth Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for missions, for missionary work. And so as we file by the plates, we may put that special offering for missions in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings will be maybe placed on either side. We realize that when we talk about missions can be in other countries, but missions can be right around here. When we think about it, actually, the food pantry is a missionary work. The word goes forth, and bodies are being fed. Two ways. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us, all the ways that you've provided, Lord, for our needs, both physical and spiritual. And so we give you glory, dear God, for your goodness. Lord, even as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father. For, Lord, truly, Lord, we bring them, Lord, with thanksgiving to thee. We pray, dear God, that you would use them according to your wisdom, that you would use them according to, Lord, the way that you see fit. And, Lord, we may not be able to see, but, Lord, you show us, dear God, as we pray, Lord, and ask for guidance from you. And so we pray, dear God, that you would give guidance and wisdom, dear Father, for their use. And, Lord, that you would multiply them, Lord, as only you can, dear Father. Lord, even as we were talking in our Sunday school lesson, we were talking about the manna, dear God, and how, Lord, they gathered the same way that they did each day. But then on the sixth day, dear God, when they measured it out, Lord, there was twice as much because, Lord, you multiplied the amount. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to multiply even this, Lord, that we bring into your storehouse, Lord, that there will be sufficient, dear God, to meet the needs, dear God, that you show us, dear Lord, according to your will. Bless each gift and each giver. And truly, Lord, we are going to give you the praise and glory. Even not only will we give it, Lord, we have given it in the past, dear God. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A long way of life for many folk, that a daily war against my soul, but constant victory my Savior gives to me as I press on to the goal. On the winning side, I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side with Jesus, so hot may be the friend. My soul can boldly say, I'm on the winning side with Jesus. The battle may be long and hard to win, and Satan's hopes may press me sore.
My soul can boldly say, I
Jesus, though hot may be the prey, my soul can boldly say, I'm on the winning side with Jesus.
Amen. Are you on the winning side? Amen. There's only two sides. If one is winning, we know what the other one is. Amen. We the losing side. And that's lost throughout all of eternity. My Lord. My Lord. Thank God. Amen. Says, on the winning side, triumphant, I abide with the faithful holy band. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. We thank the Lord for service thus far. Thank the Lord for each one that's here. And we know that the Lord is able to bless in our hearts, even as the word goes forth. So shall we stand for a moment of prayer? We always want to pray for our pastor. Very serious matter when she stands before us to bring the word of God. Very serious. God takes it seriously.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins, who he has placed, takes it seriously, and we must take it seriously also.
Amen.
These words are words of life to us.
Amen.
And they will make the difference between being on the winning side or on the losing side.
My.
So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have felt, Lord, even for the words that were sung, dear Father. Truly, Lord, we know, dear God, that in you there is no loss.
Amen.
In you there is no failure.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, as our pastor comes before us, dear God, to break the bread of life unto us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her the strength, dear God, give her the utterance from your spirit, Lord, to preach, Lord, the words that can take a life and transform it. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your eternal word, and we pray, dear Father, that your word would go forth, dear God. Lord, it would not return unto you void, Lord, but that it would accomplish the purpose for which you have sent it. And Lord, we know that purpose, Lord, is for the salvation of souls. That purpose is to strengthen, Lord, those who are given to you, Lord, that they might be able to stand in these last days. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, touch our pastor. Help her, Lord, to preach, Lord, even unto us. Give her the strength that she needs. Anoint her, dear God, afresh, dear Father. And, Lord, anoint our hearts and our ears, Lord, to receive your eternal word. And truly, Lord, if there are any, Lord, who are unsaved, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord. Father, that they would surrender, dear God, their heart, soul, mind, and spirit to thee, dear God. Lord, that you might work a work in them, dear God, which will be unto light and life. Have your way, Lord. And truly, dear God, we thank you in advance, Lord, for what, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're going to send us. For we know, Lord, it will be for the good of our souls. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, truly we thank the Lord for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for seeing so many of you out today, and thank God for his blessings have already been felt. I asked a special prayer for me. I'm having some sinus issues this afternoon. But I thank God I'm here. Amen. Thank God. We're having some on yesterday, but Lord brought us through. Amen. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. I trust you have your Bibles today and something to write with, because as we get going along, I may go along a little fast, but I want you to write these down. I thank God that he's blessed us. He's given us this message. God, as has been said, for the message on yesterday, he blessed Brother Byrene to preach at the food pantry. As I said to Brother Byrene, I thank God he's allowing God to use his gift that God has given him. And I thank God that those in attendance on yesterday, I let them know that the message on yesterday was a continuation. Tomorrow, today, would be a continuation of yesterday's title. Not knowing what God had given him, but knowing what God had given me. And his message the Lord had given him on yesterday was the accepted time. And I thank God for that. But God has given me to share with you this morning, this afternoon, the message, God's great plan of salvation. So let us look to the Lord on Hebrews, the second chapter. We read out this morning. In verse 3, we will take that scripture to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless. Verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, God's great plan of salvation. God's great plan of salvation. As Brother mentioned on yesterday, and the Lord gave to me to share with you today, God's great plan of salvation is available to all right now and at this very moment in time. If you are under the sound of my voice this afternoon and you have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have not been convinced that his plan is for you, I ask that you take special note of this message this afternoon. This message is coming from Almighty God. It's coming from the truth of God's eternal word. You see, in our scripture text we read this morning, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Why would anyone want to neglect? Why would anyone want to ignore or disregard or even put off this wonderful salvation that's in Jesus Christ? You see, to neglect is to remain inattentive, meaning unbelieving what the word of God has said. When you neglect, you will not escape eternal damnation. You see, you do not have to do anything to be lost. See, there's absolutely nothing for you to do. But if you want to escape eternal damnation, we are told in Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 31, it says to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ye shall be saved. You see, the greatness of God's salvation is in his offer of himself. We're told these words in Hebrews, the 7th chapter in verse 27. It said, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own soul, his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. You see, Christ did not have to offer up a sacrifice for his own sin, because the Bible tells us he did no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth. His reason for dying was for you and me. We're told in Romans 14, verse 9, for to this end Christ died both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. You see, he was crucified for our sins. Jesus came to be the perfect and final sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and look at what the word of God says there. Praise our Lord that it was left on record for us. Thank God that we're able to get into the word of God and to know what thus saith the Lord, so we'll know how to live before we die. We'll know how to be before Jesus Christ comes back. Oh, many are saying we're in the last of the last days, and I believe that, saints of God. I believe we're seeing the last of the last days upon us right now upon this earth.
Oh, there's been so many shootings. There have been so many killings that have gone on, even just the weekend here in Columbus, Ohio. All those who have been killed and going into eternity. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back. And I thank God that he has saved my soul, that I'm ready to meet him if he comes back. You see, some of us were out there in those streets also. Some of us was out there and living among all the stuff that was going on. But thank God that we heard the word of God. Thank God we heard God's great plan of salvation. And when we heard the word of God, the Spirit of God began to woo us. And we came to Jesus Christ. And we gave our lives to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, live or die, I am the Lord. I thank God. How about you? Because we too could be out there in those streets. We too could be on those corners. We could be in these bar houses in the various places where many are right now, and they are being killed, and they are going into eternity. But when I go into eternity, I want to go in on the winning side. I don't want to go on the losing side. How about you this afternoon? Look at what Peter says there in that first epistle of Peter. And Peter, he says there in chapter 2, verse 21, he said, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye shall follow his steps. You see, Jesus Christ suffered for you and I, and we call ourselves the disciples of Jesus Christ. Our Savior was our example. He was sinless. He knew no sin. He didn't run around and pretend, because Jesus didn't have to. He was sinless from the beginning. He was sent here to redeem you and I from a life of sin. He went on to say, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not. Again, when he suffered, he threatened not. Oh, saints of God, Jesus Christ went through something, but he didn't threaten those who suffered him. He didn't threaten the ones who hung him on the cross, because he knew that he had to die for you. He knew he had to die for me. He knew he had to die for the sins of the world. It went on to say here, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Oh, and that judge is Almighty God. He said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And we're told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, these words, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Salvation saves us from the wrath of God. Oh, but all of us did not deserve it. We did not deserve it, but we thank God that God intervened. We thank God that he loved us enough that he sent his son. Oh, look at what it says in John, the third chapter. I know we know it well. He said in John 3, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him, he said, should not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know this afternoon whether you have everlasting life or not? He said, for God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Oh, praise our God. You see, God's plan of salvation gives eternal hope to all that believeth in him. God's great plan of salvation was made possible by Jesus Christ's death on the cross. Do we believe the word of God? You see, we are told in 1 John 2, verse 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
There was none other than Jesus who was worthy of dying so that we might be redeemed back to the Father in heaven. Oh, Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, allows us to look at, take a glimpse into what Jesus went through. And as I read this scripture, saints of God, and those who are listening in, let it bring us closer to home. Let us to personalize what our Savior did for each and every one of us. You see, our Lord and Savior was afflicted for our transgression. He paid it all for you and me that we might be partakers of God's great plan of salvation. Look at what it says there in verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. My, are we seeing this today? Do we see that mankind is despising our Lord and Savior? Mankind is rejecting him right now. He's a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He said, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Oh, Christ went to the cross for you and I. He went on to say, surely he has borne our griefs. Do you believe the word? And carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Christ went to the cross. He bore the burden of your sins and mine. He said, but he was wounded for our transgression. Oh, he was our substitution, saints of God. He was bruised for our iniquities. He suffered for you and I. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. See, with his stripes, every stripe that he took, it enabled us to be saved. It enabled us to be a part of God's great plan of salvation. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, sin was universal. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, it fell upon all mankind. He said he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Oh, our Savior was persecuted for you and I, but he did not open his mouth. He took that persecution. Why? Because he had you on his mind. He had me on his mind. He had the whole world on his mind. He went on to say there, he opened, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Oh, the meekness and the humility that our Savior went through, saints of God, for you and I. Oh, and for those who are unsaved, what he went through to die so you could have a right to salvation this afternoon. He went on in verse 8 to say, he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he's stricken. Oh, my. When you think about that, oh, personalize that. He was stricken for you. He was stricken for me. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. But look at verse 10. Oh, thank God he loved us. Thank God he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. It said, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. My. What our Lord went through for you and I. Jesus Christ was our burden bearer. He suffered and endured tormenting pain for you and me. And the least that we can do is give him our hearts in salvation. You see, sin is what gave us the need for salvation in the first place. And God sent the remedy. And that remedy was his only begotten son. Jesus died that we might be redeemed back to God the Father after the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Oh, yes, his death on the cross paid the sin debt you and I owe. Mm-hmm. However, no one is automatically saved because he died. No scripture reveals to us that all must come to Jesus through the new birth to be a part of God's great plan of salvation. Turn with me to John, the third chapter. In this passage of scripture, you know it well, saints of God. Jesus had a visitor by night by the name of Nicodemus. Here we see how Jesus is called in the caption of our Bibles, the divine teacher. When he came to this earth, he came to teach men how to flee darkness and come to light. He came to teach men how to flee death, to come to eternal life. In this chapter, we find Jesus speaking with Nicodemus. And through his conversation, he is also instructing you and me this afternoon. As we take the time to look at these verses, there may be some among us who are in the same shape as Nicodemus was at that time. You see, he was a man who was at the height of his success. He had it all. He was a respected man. He had money, he had power, he had position, and all the things that are considered the trappings of a successful life in our day and time. But he lacked one thing, and that would guarantee him eternal life after death, and that was a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, and that still remains the problem for many today. They do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, each of us has a responsibility to make sure that we are right with Christ. We are right with the blood, that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. You know, we're told in another passage of scripture, we're going to stay here at John 3, but we're told in 2 Peter 1:10, he said, "Wherefore the rallying brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." You see, it's about us being able to rightly call Jesus Christ, our brother, to rightly call him our Lord, our Savior, and our King. Nicodemus in this passage of scripture is like many today. If you ask them if they are saved, they will give you a roundabout answer. When one is truly saved, according to the word of God, then you can say without hesitation, you can say with an surety that I love the Lord, that I've given my life fully over to Jesus Christ. How many know what I'm talking about? I serve him day and night. Oh, I meditate upon the things of God at all times. I pray, I read, I study his word. How many are there with Jesus Christ? Praise our God. Oftentimes I hear people say, well, you know, I was baptized when I was a child. My grandmother took me to church when I was young and they confirmed me. You see, man-made confirmation is not salvation.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the sole means of salvation. It is Jesus and Jesus alone that saves the soul from sin. Amen. Baptism doesn't make one a child of God. No extreme makeover will make one a child of God. Saying Christian words will not make you a child of God. Just as well as paying tithes or doing good deeds, joining some type of a Christian organization or singing hymnals, none of these things will make you a child of God. We all came to be the way we are by the fall of Adam and even the Garden of Eden. And all of us were born sinful and we inherited the nature of a sinful race. And so with that nature, we needed a remedy. You see, all the sins that we're hearing about right now in our world today, in our society, it's going on, and all the evilness that's going on, it's because mankind is a sinner by nature. They're in a depraved condition. Basically, mankind is evil to the core. The word of God lets us know. And mankind needs Jesus Christ. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how can that be? Oh, how it can be is because we're told in various scriptures in the word of God. We're coming here to Nicodemus, but this is what the Spirit is giving me right now. But see, mankind, we are told in the word of God, in the 51st division of Psalms, in verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We're also told in Romans, another scripture in the Word of God, in Romans 5 it is. I believe it there. It starts with verse 12. Oh, praise our Lord. We're going to come back to Nicodemus. So let us look at Romans 5 and look at what he says here with these words in verse 12. He said, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. My, my, my. We have sin running in our land right now so rampant. Sin is all around us. Normally in the morning when on my way to the house of God, I normally in my drive, and I don't listen to the radio in the car. I don't even listen to the so-called Christian station, because some of the stuff on there, I don't find it to be so Christian-like. But this morning, Brother Tony had started the car out there as he normally does, and he had on this talk show. He was listening, and they were talking about churches. And so, you know, it kind of drew my ear to listen to it, to hear what they were saying. When they start talking about why aren't churches doing this? Why aren't churches being more involved in folks' lives? Why aren't churches taking on the role of trying to help some of the things that are going on? Because in Chicago, I believe there was like a whole bunch of young people went to the Capitol, and they began to just smash and do all kinds of devilment. And they were talking about all the devilment that's going on in our land, from homosexuality, abortion, all the way down. Why our church is doing a lot of things. And it came to me as I was driving in the car, the Spirit of the Lord brought to me, what happened to parenting? What happened to fathers? What happened to mothers being present in the home and taking care of the children? Oh, we know that some homes that we have, that there are just one parent that is in the home, but that doesn't mean the home has to be dysfunctional. We have some mothers who are raising children, and they're raising them in an upright manner. We have some fathers who are raising children. They're raising them in an upright manner, not misconstruing what the Bible says, because God said a husband and a wife, so they can raise the children. But what happened to the parenting at home? They want the church to do all these various things. They want the church to sacrifice so much. And many were getting on there and making their comments. What about all these churches? See, a lot of these churches took that money that came through the PPP, and they were saying, now is the government controlling the church? Well, I thank God the government doesn't control the church of God. Praise God. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are standing on a firm foundation, saints of God. We're standing on the Word of God. Oh, we see all the things that are going on our land. People want to know, what is the answer to the question? What is going on in our land? Well, you see, sin is what's abounding in the land. The moment that Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, the fall happened. Sadly, Adam's fall did not just affect Adam, but it affected the whole human race. Everyone born is born into sin. Sin entered into the world through Adam. So that's why we see murder. That's why we're hearing about abortion, theft, racism, fornication. We're taught homosexual, all the things you can throw in one pot. It's all under the guise of sin. And the only remedy is the great plan of salvation that God has in his word. And that remedy is Jesus Christ through the new birth. Let us turn back to John, the third chapter, and look at what Jesus said there to Nicodemus. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Nicodemus, in verse 3, Jesus said to him, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, and verily, verily means truly, truly, I say unto you, except, meaning unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, my, my, my. Praise our God. If you're not born again, you cannot see these things that we are speaking about. We cannot born. If you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You've got to be regenerated. You've got to come God's way. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how do you say it looks like it's getting worse? You know, when you're saved and you can see now the sin. How many know what I'm talking about? Now that you're saved, you can see it. You can see the sin in the lamp. Oh, when we were out there in sin, we might not have been able to see because we were right in it. We were right in it, enjoying it right along with them. We thought we were enjoying it because the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard, but we didn't know the word of God. So we thought we were living a life. You see, hear people running around, I'm living the dream. What dream are you living? Is that dream in Jesus Christ? Are you living for Jesus Christ? That's the only way you can be living in this day and time is living for the Lord. Oh, praise our God. But now that we're saved, we can see it. We can see what's happening out there in our world. We can see all the things that are taking place. And what Jesus was telling Nicodemus, because in verse 2, it says the same came. Let me go to verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, Rabbi, meaning teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Oh, he acknowledged who Jesus was. You see, people are doing that today, but that's just not enough. Look at what Jesus went right to the point with him. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And verse 4 says, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Oh, my, my, my. We know that birth was universal because all of us, that's the only reason why all of us are here right now, the natural birth. Oh, but man cannot accomplish it. What Jesus is talking about on their own, that doesn't come through natural birth. New birth comes through believing in Jesus Christ, being born again, asking Jesus to come into your heart, making a confession of your sins, repenting of your sins, and then living for Jesus Christ Almighty and Almighty God in this present sinful world. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, you see, the word accept means that it's necessary. It means that a person has no other choice in the realm of salvation except you be born again. You either come God's way or you do not experience his salvation. In other words, it's Jesus or nothing. Because we are told in another passage of scripture in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Nicodemus is like so many. He did not understand what Jesus was saying. That's why he asked him the question, how can a man be born when he is old? He thought Jesus was referring to return to his mother's womb, a thing that would be absolutely impossible. Oh, saints of God, there are many today who do not understand the plan of salvation. And it is up to you and me to know enough about why we are saved to give the Bible answer to them. You see, we're told in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, that we are to know how to answer every man that asketh us a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We must be ready to tell them about Jesus Christ. We must be ready to tell them about the hope we now have within us. I don't know about you, but I believe that this is a gospel message worth sharing with others. Amen. I believe it is something that we need to share from the rooftop, everywhere we go. You see, people speak to us wherever we go. And many will say to you, how are you doing today? Oh, you can give us a little sermonette just in that answer that you're giving back to them. When they ask you, how are you today? You can let them know by the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I'm having a good day. You can tell them that. And then you can get into and ask them, do you know Jesus? Oh, we got to spread the word, saints of God. Sister shared with us downstairs. She was in Menards the other day. Oh, and she went in there. And there was a man in there. And he asked her, he said, are you a teacher? And she let him know. She said, no, I'm not a school teacher, but I'm a Sunday school teacher. He told her, oh, that's even better. You're teaching the word of God. Saints of God, all of us are teachers. All of us have to be able to teach the word of God. We've got to be able to share this good, great plan of salvation with anyone that asks you and I a reason of the hope that lieth within us. We've got to share it with the world. Our world is dying, saints of God. It's dying all around us.
and people don't have the knowledge of God. Oh, they don't know about Jesus. Many believe they're saved and they're not. Many believe that they've come to Jesus and they're still living a life in sin. Many are cursing and swearing and doing all manner of evil and still claiming to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. All that brings doubt to the minds of those that are out there that are truly unsaved. People will look at those of us who claim to be saved, and they will look at our lives to see how we are living our lives. Your neighbors across the street are watching you. Your neighbors across my street are watching me. They know when you go to church. They know when you stay home. They know what you're doing every time you walk outside of your house. When you go into the store, people are watching you. They're looking at you. They're seeing how you look. They are watching to see. And many can say to you whether you're saved or not. Many times the saints of God have shared right here in this congregation how some have walked up to them and asked and said to them, are you a child of God? Or what church do you go to? That's because we are the epistle of Jesus Christ. We are the Word of God. Though a lot of times people will say, well, what church do you go to? And you let them know, I am the church of God. Praise God. We are the church. Oh, it's not this building that you and I are in. This is the house where we're coming to worship. But you and I in our neighborhood, like Sister Lillian, out there in our neighborhood, we are the church of God. We are the ones that they see. They may never grace these doors, but they see you and I out there in the neighborhood. They see us in the marketplace. They see us on our jobs. So we are the church of God. Amen. Praise our God. A city that is set up on a hill that cannot be hid. Praise God. Are you letting your light shine? Are you letting your light shine out there in this world? Are you allowing people to be able to see the gospel message through your life, through my life? You see, we live in a world that is drifting so far away from the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Many are so hung up on conspiracy. Many are hung up on all these theories. Many are out there trying to search for the lost books of the Bible. Oh, we do good to get into these 66 God has left on record for us. Praise our God. And began to read the Word of God. The Bible tells us in the Word of God, in 1 Corinthians 15:34, that we must awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Righteousness is God's holiness for his people. I know many don't believe that we can live holy for the Lord in this present world. However, the Bible instructs us in the Old Testament, as well as in the New Testament, that we are to live holy. We're told in Leviticus 19, verse 2, these words, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We're told in 1 Peter 1, verse 16, he said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. God told Abraham back in Genesis, the 12th chapter, I believe it is, he said to him, walk before me and be thou perfect. You see, being holy means to be set apart, separated, different, dedicated to God, who is absolutely holy. Amen. Notice in verse 13, a verse, 1 Peter, turn with me there for a moment. 1 Peter 1, notice verse 13 of that scripture. And look at what it says for you and I to do. How Peter lays out how we can live in the light of God's command. To be holy as he is holy. First, he says we must discipline our minds to the things of God. He went on to say there in verse 13, he said, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. He said, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You see, we are to exercise self-control. We have to stay alert both mentally and spiritually, saints of God, in this day and time. This mental discipline requires a concentration, focus on the truth of God's eternal word. We have to trust in God. We got to believe what he says in his eternal word. There's nothing worse than someone who says they're a child of God, but they don't believe what thus saith the Lord. How can you say you're a child of God and you don't believe God's word? We can't doubt God. No doubting of God. You see, people are walking around, and I don't know if God's going to be able to do that. I don't know if God is able to save me. I've got so many things in my life. Oh, God is able to save.
Amen.
And when he saves you, the word of God, he says he is able to save you to the uttermost. How many have found that to be so? All of us were ranked sinners at one time. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, you don't know anything about, oh, but I know one thing. Before you came to God, you were a ranked sinner. Because my Bible says, and you has he quickened who were dead and trespasses and sin. All of us were dead and trespasses and sin before we came to Almighty God. But that scripture went on to say, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his love. Praise our God. We got to be able to tell the world that we serve a God that is a God of truth. Paul in Philippians 3 expresses it like this in verse 12. Turn with me there for a moment. Oh, when you get into the word of God and you begin to eat all the food that God has for you, you can get filled up, saints of God. Oh, you can get a good meal upon the word of God. Oh, and you can feed. And when you get through feeding, you know, and you get in there, you know, this is how the enemy works. When you get ready to try to digest what God has said, the enemy will try to come in and stir up something. Oh, but go ahead and digest what the word of God says. Let it go down into the belly. Let it help us to be able to live righteous and soberly in this present world. But look at what he says there in verse 12. He said, not as though I had already attained. Neither were already perfect, but I followed after. He said, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, brethren, and this is Paul speaking here to the Philippian brothers. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, if we are only focusing on the short-term things, our current situation, we are going to run into the risk of drifting off course with Almighty God. But if we live with total trust in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is going to return one day, and he's not coming back as it was brought to us on yesterday at Food Pantry. He's not coming back as a savior next time, but he's coming back to redeem, to take the church of God as the bride of Christ. He's already come one time to save mankind. He came for salvation, and the second time he's appeared, he's coming back to receive the bride of Christ. Praise our God. So we better be ready to go when Jesus comes back. Amen? Oh, we better be ready to go. People right now are trying to get ready, trying to do all manner of things that man has said for them to do. But let us focus on what the word of God says for us to do. Because there's a big difference between what thus saith the Lord and being ready and what mankind says readiness is. Brother had a message last food pantry, I believe it is, having a ready mind.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Saints of God, we have to have a ready mind to receive the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And receive what thus saith the Lord. Because you know, if our mind is not set on God, it's going to be set on all the things of this world. People are going to be, you're going to be running after everything that the devil is saying. You're going to be doing all these things that the devil says, and then you're going to be wondering to yourself, oh, where, why has the Lord left me? What is something wrong in my life? Oh, let me tell you, stay with God. Stay with God through it all. Learn to trust in Jesus. Learn to trust in God. Don't let things get you off course. Don't let things allow you to focus on the things that you used to do in your old life. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. If God has saved you, then come out of darkness and come into God's marvelous light.
Amen.
Walk as children of light. Live like you profess you are a child of God. Oh, brother read this yesterday at the food pantry. Turn with me to Romans 13 and look at what it says there in the word of God. We thank God for his word. He says there in verse 12 these words. He said, the night is far spent. My, my, my. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Oh, my, we've got to armor. We were looking at each other because we've been studying about armor. He said, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Now that we are saved, you and I have a duty to walk. As Christian, as children of light, we have a duty to line up with the word of God. You know, in this passage of scripture, Paul used a vivid description, that of a man waking up in the morning and throwing off all that was associated with the night. Throws off the bedclothes. He removes his nightwear. He gets dressed for the day. Saints of God, far too many believers are still walking around dressed in the clothing of darkness. Their attitudes haven't changed. Their actions are still the same as they were when they were lost in the world. You see, if your speech and conduct hasn't changed, and if your way of living has not changed, then you're not a child of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? When one is truly saved, they become a new creature. You literally become a new creature in Christ Jesus, a new creation. We're told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, I know we know these words, you know these scriptures very well, but someone, the Spirit of the Lord, wants them to hear this today. And it doesn't mean necessarily in this house of God. We have broadcast. We have those who are listening in. But listen to what Paul says there. He said in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, then you've got to be in Jesus, in him. You just don't go walk around and just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No, that's not being in him. But when you're in Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, meaning that old life that you used to and thought you were enjoying while you were out there, those old things you love to do, they are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. And those things are new in Christ Jesus. He said, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise our God. You see, at the instant time of our chain, we were changed by the power of God. It didn't take God a 12-step program to change you and I.
Amen.
You came to God and you were serious about wanting to live for Almighty God. God could change us in a nanosecond. Many of us walked into those doors, a rank sinner, and we walked out a child of God. Praise our God. That's how quick God can change you. I know the world wants you to believe, well, you can just, yes, it does take time to be holy. That's not what we're not saying. The Spirit of the Lord is not saying it doesn't. But God wants us to make progress in our walk with the Lord. God does not want us to be stagnant. He does not want us to be just still here. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 10 years later, we're still in the same place we were when we were forgiven of our sins. But God wants us to move on. He wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, when Lazarus came out of that tomb, having been raised from the dead, and you Bible students know that story, and if you don't, I asked you to go back and read John 11. When he came out of that grave from the dead, what did Jesus say? In verse 44, he said, loose him and let him go. Why? Because he was a living man, and a living man had no use for grave clothes at that time. You and I are living for Jesus Christ. We have no use for those old garments that we used to have out there in the world. We have no use for the old life that we used to live when we were in the world. But now we're living for Almighty God, and we're redeemed children of God. And why would we want to wear the old grave clothes of sin? Why do we want to wear the old grave clothes of deceit and lying and cheating and stealing and all the things that are going on in our world today? Praise our God. Why do we want to dress like the dead? Why do we want to talk like the dead? Why would we like want to participate in the activities of the dead that are all around the saints of God? Oh, we shouldn't. But many are doing it right now. Many are having a hard time removing themselves from their old life. May God help us throw off those old garments. Help us to run this race that God has set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for his word. I thank God for how he's left it on record for us, saints of God. I thank God when we get in and we read and we begin to eat of it, we can see that the change that God has made in us is a change that needed to happen, a change that needed to take place, a change that if it had not taken place, we would still be in our sin. How many know what I'm talking about? We would still be living that old sinful life. If someone hadn't have came to us, and I thank God for those that were here, the older saints, when they were here, and the deacon and deaconess, when they would come to us, oh, when they taught us how to live for the Lord, I thank God for it. Oh, I thank God for that teaching. I thank God, one of them is Sister Holmes, when I got saved. Oh, she took me aside, and I'll never forget how she sat down, and she talked with me. Told me about my salvation and what was expected of me, and I thank God for that. Oh, because I'm able to live for the Lord today because of it. Not only her, but there were others. There were many deaconesses in the congregation. Many have gone on into eternity. Oh, they would take you aside, and they would show you how to live for the Lord. I thank God for that. Oh, because if not, who knows how we would be living today? Who knows what we would be doing today? And then I thank God for Elder Wilbur. I thank God that he preached the word of God. I thank God when folks wanted to go and find new light somewhere else, Pastor stayed right in the straight and narrow way. He continued to preach the word of God. How many know what I'm talking about? Because many of us are saved today because he did not go to the right, nor did he go to the left. He stayed in the straight and narrow way. He preached to us the word of God. He told us how we ought to live before we die. He even said before he left this world, he said, you have enough. You know enough about salvation to make it in if you don't hear another message. Why? Because he stood and preached. He taught the word. As Paul said to young Timothy, turn with me there to the word of God. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and look at what Paul said to Timothy. He said in that scripture, he said, I charge thee. He said, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, as sister was praying, see, you know, we stand before Almighty God. Everything I do is before Almighty God. I thank God, as brother said in his request, I want to make sure everything in my life, and even if I'm watching something, it's not going to be against my salvation. It's not going to be against anything, and that I may have to turn around and get down on my knees, ask God to forgive me for. Oh, same thing. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, it's a tight, yes, it's a tight wall, but it is the way into the kingdom of God. He said, straight and narrow is the way. He said, and few there be that find it. But oh, Paul went on to tell Timothy, he said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, look at what he told him to do. He said, preach the word. He said, be incense in season. He said, out of season. You see, when it's not popular to preach it, you go ahead and you preach it anyhow. When it's out of season, when it's in season, preach it. When it's out of season, preach it. He went on to say, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? Because that's what God's word is all about. His word, we're told in another scripture, he said it's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will cut you coming and going. It will cut away that dross. It will cut away those things where you will not find yourself sinning against God. Because remember, all sin that you do is against Almighty God. Amen. If you let God's word get inside of you and God's word began, you began to meditate on it. That's what David said in the Psalms.
He said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. God's word, you get it in your heart. You get to know what thus saith the Lord. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I don't know all this. I don't know them all either. Neither does Sister Blake. Neither does Brother Byree. Neither does Brother Levester or Brother Maurice when they're teaching us the Bible study or the Sunday school teacher, Sister Millicent. We don't know all the scriptures in the word of God, but the Spirit of God will open it up for us, and the Spirit of God will give us utterance as to what we need to say, because God's great plan of salvation is needed in our world today. Yeah. Praise our God. We can't wrestle with the word of God. We can't twist it all up and down. People need to hear it straight. They need to hear it as it is, unadulterated, not watered down, not filtered in with a whole bunch of other stuff, but they need to hear the unadulterated words of God. Praise our God. He went on to say in verse 3, he said, for the time, look at this, and we're seeing it right now, will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Are we there yet?
Yes.
Oh, we're there right now. People want the minister to preach what they want him to preach. They don't want him to preach too much, too long. You're preaching too long. You're staying up there too long. I got things to do. No. No, no, no. You can't put a time on God's word.
Amen.
You can't put a time on how God wants us to speak his word. He said, but the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having what? Itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Oh, we're seeing this happening today. Well, you hear people say, well, you know, the Bible was written by men. We're living in a time right now where, and this is, and hear what the Spirit is saying. You know, women have rights. Equal rights to our body. We should not be told what to do with our bodies, and we should not be told what to do with this. Oh, but this body is the temple of God.
Amen.
And I thank God it's the temple of God. I know we have, there's no misunderstanding. I'm not trying to go back into the latter days and say, well, you know, and this is not being any political thing. This is the Spirit of the Lord speaking Amen. Through me. But see, these aren't in my notes. This is what God has given me right now. You know, we're living in that time right now. People are marching and protesting. We hear about it on the news. Abortion is sin. I know many don't want to speak about it. It is sin. It's killing. I know people, well, this is my body. I can do what I want with it. No, my Bible tells me, no, you not. Oh, let me find that scripture real quick, saints of God. I know it's in the Corinthians. But, oh, the Spirit of the Lord is bringing it. But we got to bring it out just like the Spirit is giving it. Oh, these bodies are the temple of God. We are not our own. When we say that we belong to God, we say we've been bought with a price. The Bible lets us know that we've got to glorify God. Turn to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And look at what he says in the Word of God. Praise our God. Oh, he starts there. He said in verse 15, well, I'm going to go back to verse, Lord bless. He would send me back to verse 12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. You see, all things may not be sin, but it's not advantageous for you and I to get involved in. He said, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for fornication. Mm-mm. Oh, my.
That's right.
Fornication. It's having relations outside of marriage. That's not what the body is for.
Amen.
He said the body. Now, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. He went on to say, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Oh, when you came to God, you're heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. He said, shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two say, if he shall be one flesh, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Look at what he says in verse 18. Flee fornication. Run away from it. I know we got some young people here in the congregation. They're of that age. You know, it's all over. Even in our schools, they're promoting, you know, they're not telling them about abstinence. Oh, they're promoting it. If you're going to do it, we'll just supply some condoms for you so you can do it. Not get yourself in trouble. That's not of God. He said, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Oh, God owns us now that we say we're saved. Oh, now that we're living for the Lord, we have divine ownership. We're under new management, so to speak. Amen. Oh, we no longer serve the devil, but we serve Almighty God. And he said in verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, do what? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Oh, how do you glorify God? You live a life that is holy. You live a life that is righteous. You live a life according to the word of God. When he tells us to be ye holy, for I am holy. You live according to God's holiness. God's holiness is the measurement. We've got to measure up to, not mankind. That's how we are to live for Almighty God. He said over there in 2 Thessalonians, these words in chapter 1, verse 12, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, saints of God. We want the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to be in us. We've got to live according to God's eternal word. We got to make a total commitment and dedication to the things of God. We got to know God's plan of salvation for our lives. We got to honor God over what the world would have for us to do. Oh, I know the world. They would say, oh, well, you know, it's okay if you do. No, if it's against God, it's not okay.
Amen.
If it's against God's word, you may say, well, Sister Renee, not everything is in the Bible written out. Oh, but there is a scripture in the word of God where Paul says in the word of God, he said, and such like, my, it's escaping my mind where that scripture is right now. But if someone finds it, just let me know. Oh, if there is a whole bunch of things that are going on out there in the world, if you are getting tied up in them. And you may say, well, it doesn't say in the Bible. We hear this all the time. Well, it doesn't say that man ought not to smoke. It doesn't. He said, but cleanse thyself from all filthiness of the flesh.
That's right.
And even the Surgeon General has said smoking is filthiness. Amen?
That's right.
Praise our God. I want you to take a look here. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 6. And look at what he says there in verse 9. Tying into what we just read. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're unrighteous and living an unrighteous life, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Then he went on to say, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Look at what he said in verse 11. And such were some of you. See, we may have committed these sins, saints. We may have been out there in the world doing these things. He said, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise our God.
Amen.
That's the old life. We don't conform to the evil deeds of that old life. We don't conform to the things of this world now that we're living for Almighty God. Oh, those are the things we had before we came to Jesus Christ. Thank God for his plan of salvation. Thank God that it's left on record for us.
Oh, praise our God. Did you find it there, sister?
Galatians 5.
Turn with me there for a moment. I know that.
Verse 19 starts
yes.
with the works of the flesh. And in verse 21 had.
Yes. I know that the Lord would have me to bring up. We're not going to be able to finish this, but let us look at this scripture here. Let us look at this, and we'll close out with this and come back with the rest that the Lord has. I knew when I was working on this message, the Lord was pouring out so much to me. And I knew this was not going to be just a one part, but it was going to maybe be two, maybe three. I don't know, but however the Lord leads, I'm going to take God's lead. But look at what it says here. I'm going to, Lord bless, we're going to start back at verse 16. He says there in Galatians 5, verse 16, this I say then. He said, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of what? Of the flesh. See, when you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And the flesh is just talking about these fleshly bodies that we're living in. We have crucified this flesh. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I'm still living it. Yeah, we're still living in this world. But you have now turned this over to Almighty God. You're living for Almighty God. You're not walking in the flesh, but you're walking in the Spirit now. He went on to say, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. Look, listen to what he said. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. Look at what it starts out with. All the sexual sins that are running rampant in our land today. He said adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is lustful. He said idolatry, witchcraft. Oh, we're seeing it, saints of God. Hatred. Oh, look at the hatred in our land. Oh, you think of it. Oh, saints of God. You can't even go up and ring a doorbell. Someone shoots through the door. You can't even turn around in a driveway. And someone shoots and kills you. Your children can't play out in the backyard and the ball happens to go in the neighbor's yard without gunfire. Be being shot at. That's the hatred that's going on in our society today. And that hatred is coming because mankind does not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because if you knew Jesus, you wouldn't open up a door and start firing, shooting at someone. You would not turn around and shoot at a child because their ball came over in the yard. All you would do is allow them to come over and get the ball and to go back in their yard. I know, saints of God, many of us have immaculate yards and all these things, but that immaculate yard doesn't mean we pull out a gun and shoot a child. That's hatred. He said variance, emulations, wrath. Look at all of these. Strife. This is all because of sin. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, all of these things, this is the fall that happened. All of these things came upon mankind. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Because God said everything he made was good. And God didn't make mankind low down. God didn't make mankind dirty. He made us upright in the image of God where you and I made. Praise God. He says traditions, heresies, envying, oh, saints of God, murders, drunkenness, revelings. And then he said, and such like. Oh, because you know there's always someone standing back and say, well, I didn't see my what I've been doing listed in there. Oh, but he didn't leave it out. He said, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not, and that's a guarantee, inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, but look at what happens when there's a change in your life.
Amen.
When God's great plan of salvation has come to your life. He said in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. This is what you have now. Joy. You have peace.
You have long suffering when everything is all torn up all around your neighborhood and people are carrying on and wanting to march and carry on. Oh, you have the peace of God that passes all understanding. You have the joy deep down in your soul. You have the love of God. You can love mankind. You have long suffering. When a ball comes into your yard, you either throw it back over and tell the children or tell them to come over and get their ball. You have gentleness. You have goodness, oh, and you have faith, praise our God, meekness, along with temperance. Against such, he said, there is no law. And they that are crucified, then they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. Provoking one another, envying one another. Praise our God. Oh, a change has come over us. The change began on the inside. And it worked away on the outside. And that change was not only in the heart, but it was also in the mind. And now we're living for Almighty God. Oh, and now that we live for Almighty God, we can live in this old dark world in which we live. We can tell our next door neighbor about Jesus. We can tell those on our job, Brother Willis, about Jesus. Amen. We can let them know that I'm a child of God. I live for Almighty God. Well, we've now been changed into the image of Christ Jesus. Our outward selves and our outward behaviors will be altered. They'll be changed. We will not be doing the same thing that we used to do when we were unsaved. Amen. You see, this process is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. That's why you got to go on to sanctification. Praise our God. Let us close out with 2 Corinthians 3. We'll allow the Holy Spirit to bring us back for the remainder of this message. Look at what it says in verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Have you been changed? Do you know God's plan of salvation? Is God's plan of salvation working in you? Are you living for the Lord each and every day of your life? Are you able to tell someone else about how Jesus lives in you? Are you able to share the good news of the gospel? Because this good news, we'll learn, Lord willing, on next Lord's Day, is nothing for you and I to be ashamed of. But we ought to be telling others about Jesus Christ each and every single day, letting them know how our Lord and Savior lives within us, how he abides within us, how he keeps us even in our walk each and every single day, and how he blesses us, saints of God. Oh, I've been blessed to know Jesus. I thank God for it, because I don't know when God is going to end this life of mine, but I want to be ready to go when Jesus says it's time for me to go. Oh, want to make sure that my peace calling is an election sure with him. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his Spirit. Thank God, as we learned on yesterday, today is the accepted time. Thank God that this plan of salvation is for all mankind today, right now, at this very time. If God is speaking to your heart concerning something that has been said, now's the time for you to answer God. Now's the time for you to come to Almighty God. Don't say, I'm going to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to wait until next week. You don't know if you'll make it to next week. You don't know. We learned on yesterday in one of the scriptures, when Paul had talked to two men, he talked to Agrippa and he talked to Festus. And I believe it was it Agrippa that said, at a more convenient time? My. And then word of God, or maybe it was Festus, and the word of God never tells us that a more convenient time came. Don't allow that to happen to you. If you don't know Jesus, come while he's calling you. The Spirit of the Lord is wooing you to come. Come. Will you come to Jesus? Oh, he's calling. Don't allow God's plan of salvation to pass you by. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.
Thank God. God's great plan of salvation. Amen. And she said the remedy for sin is salvation through Jesus Christ. There is no other remedy. She gave us that scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Said, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved or we will be lost. And that's a certainty. Thank God for his great, great plan of salvation. Amen. The one scripture that she gave that was that third chapter of John, he said that, I believe it was verse 19, said, this is the condemnation. That light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Which do you love? If you don't love light, then by default you love darkness.
Oh my
God.
Amen.
But God has a great plan of salvation whereby we don't have to remain in darkness.
Amen.
Don't have to remain. That was not God's plan for man to die.
No.
And all of eternity, live in darkness in this world, and then kingdom of the lost in darkness for all of eternity. That was not God's plan for mankind. But there will be some who will suffer that because of disobedience. But God, because God has provided a great plan of salvation, and if we refuse it, then we're not on the winning side. Shall we stand? What shall we sing?
271.
In the worship of the Lord, number 271. Open my eyes that I may see. See, there's, I believe there's a scripture that says the God of this world blinds people's eyes. The God of this world, which is the devil, would have people to be blind to the things of God, to be blind to the grace of God, to the goodness of God, to the saving favor of God. So this song points us, open my eyes that I may see. Amen.
Open mine eyes that I may see. Blessed the truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand a wonderful peace that shall unfold and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit, delight. Open my ears that I may hear. Voices of truth, thou sendest clear. And while the waves doth fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God.
Amen. That just lets us know we have to open ourselves up to receive the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Open our eyes, open our ears, open our mouth. But before that, our heart has to be open to receive the things of God. Before we can do from verse 2 and verse 3, verse 2, open my ears that I may hear voices. Well, no, we do have to hear. But before we can do verse 3, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. We have to make sure that we've got the truth and we're living the truth. We have to make sure that, and that comes from having a heart that's been open to God, that God has, that old stony heart has been changed into a heart of flesh. That God can work with us and use us, teach us.
Amen.
Because we give our heart to the Lord, but there's still things we have to learn.
Yeah.
The things we have to be taught.
Amen. Yeah.
Coming along. And if our heart is not open, if we're under a misconception that when we bowed and we repented and we got everything we needed, and now I know everything, and now I'm ready to go out and bring other people in. I preach it, but there's things we have to learn. Amen. But there's a song that we sing that says that joy unspeakable. It says, I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. But then it goes on to say, while I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free. Yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. So we've been saved, we've been cleansed of sin, so we don't go out and we don't commit other sins, new sins, because that freedom that we've received from Jesus, we're told, he who the Son shall make free is free indeed. And so we keep that freedom by not sinning against the Lord, but we continue to learn at Jesus' feet. We listen to the messages that are preached as they speak to our heart, and we're shown in God's word what his will is for us. And we read at Sunday school lessons, and we get the examples that were given in the Old Testament because they were written for our learning and for our admonition, because we live in these last times. Amen.
Amen.
So that takes an open heart to receive all that the Lord has for us, and then he can use us however he will use us. He can use us with power. He can use us to reach other people. Other people can see the way that we're living. And then when we talk about our Jesus, we're talking out of a pure heart, because we are living what we talk.
Okay?
We're walking what we talk. And there's not a hypocrisy mixed in there where someone can say, well, yeah, but you're still doing thus and so and thus and so. No, because that would bring a reproach on the cause of God.
Amen.
God would have us to be truly his children,
Amen.
Truly his people.
Amen.
And when that's the case, it's because we've been open to receive all that he has for us. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm looking at the scripture that's given underneath the title. It says, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. And so the Lord, we can say, Lord, search me and know me, Lord, and see, Lord, if there's anything in me, Lord, help me, dear God, to be your child indeed. Amen. That's the request that Brother Byron gave during prayer requests. He prayed, and he, Lord, help me, show me, Lord, I don't want anything in my life, Lord, that in any way would not be pleasing in your sight. Amen. Because we each have a responsibility, whether we're standing, so we're preaching a message, or whether we're living for the Lord day to day, we each have a responsibility, because as Pastor said, someone is watching our lives. Someone is listening to our conversation on our job, Brother Will. Someone's listening to our conversation. And then they'll step up and ask you about what they've heard you say. And so it behooves us to be a light, that our life may open someone else's eyes.
Amen.
Amen. But first, we have our eyes have to be open. We have to be able to see the truth of God's word.
Amen.
And know that it's right for us. Amen. How many got their portion today?
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God. Is there anyone who has a need? Amen.
Remember me.
Amen. Amen. Remember me too. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. Lord, this glorious day, dear God, that you have given your word, Lord, to your servant, and she has preached your word, dear God. Lord, has obeyed your spirit, dear God, bringing, Lord, that word that you have given her, dear Father. And Lord, she's listened to your spirit, dear God, in that, Lord, you want her to bring back another portion, dear God. Because, Lord, you know, Lord, what each heart stands in need of, Lord. You know what more needs to be said, dear God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk in your word, Lord, to dwell in you, to dwell in Christ Jesus, dear Father. And, Lord, if there are those, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit will continue to preach this message, Lord, unto them, dear Father. Lord, she read to us, Lord, from your word, dear God, and we read along, dear God, about the works of the flesh. And we know, dear God, that if we, Lord, are partakers, Lord, if we are doers of these works of the flesh, Lord, we cannot be in your kingdom, dear Father. We cannot enter in. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to get anchored, dear God, Lord, to get settled and established, Lord, in your word, dear Father, and in your kingdom, dear God. Because truly, Lord, Lord, if you've saved our souls, Lord, we don't want to be a castaway. We thank you, Lord, for your word that was preached this day. Lord, you saw each upraised hand, dear Father, that, Lord, wants to be remembered in prayer. And so, Lord, we're going to pray for one another, dear God, even as your word, Lord, admonishes us to, dear God. Lord, we truly, dear God, do not want to sin against you, Lord, by ceasing to pray one for another, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that your word, Lord, would be settled in our heart. Help us, Lord, to hide your word in our heart, dear God. And when we say hide your word, dear God, Lord, we're going to obey your word and we're going to manifest your word, dear Father. But, Lord, that means, Lord, to get it deep down in our hearts, dear Father, because, Lord, we don't want to sin against you. Have your way, Lord, and help us, Lord, to realize, Lord, that this great plan of salvation, Lord, was given, Lord, even before the foundation of the world, Lord, that we might have a hope beyond this life, that we might have a hope eternal in the heavens, dear God, and we might have a home, Lord, there that Jesus has gone to prepare. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to measure to your word and to follow it in all obedience. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves?
Thank you.
Amen. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Blessed book of the ages.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his word. Oh, bless the Lord. For Sunday, April 23rd, 2023. Meditation is found in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23, Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Cake will be available in the lower auditorium for April birthdays. Choir rehearsal following morning service. November turkey giveaway canister is always open to receive funds. Ordinance services will be observed next Sunday, April 30th, following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Matthew Jenkins on Tuesday, April 25th. Amen. And he already put in his birthday offering and said he will be 17. Amen. I can remember when I was 17. And it doesn't seem as long ago as it might look like. Doesn't seem that long ago. I remember clearly. Amen. I can remember conversations I had when I was 17. Amen. There's a card that I do want to read before I read the thought for today. It says, with all our thanks, we want you to know that we're grateful for your kind and considerate way, and we thank you for being so special. And these are pineapples on the front. It means more than we ever could say. Many thanks, Mr. and Mrs. Reggie Jackson. Amen. But it's in Nancy's handwriting, though. Just so we, amen. They were sent cookies. She was sent cookies. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Yes, Sister Holmes?
Yes, I want to thank Sister Renee for the beautiful message that she brought today.
Thank the Lord. Bless me.
Thank you. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Our thought for today, never seek revenge. Rotten fruit will fall by itself. Amen. Amen. How about that? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We like that one, Sister Millicent. Rotten fruit will fall all by itself. Don't seek revenge. Well, we thank God. Words of wisdom. Amen. Thank God for his blessings to us this day. And don't forget that there's cake available downstairs. And we thank the Lord for April birthdays. Amen. Sister Melita made it, yes.
Yes.
Yes, his birthday.
Brother Sammy Mann's birthday is it this month?
Yes, let me look real quick. Please excuse me, I got to look and see the exact date. His daughter told me.
Yes.
His birthday is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And he will be 85 years old.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
So we'll remember our dear brother in prayer. Amen. Thanking the Lord. 85 is, you know, is blessed.
Yeah.
Blessed to be able to reach the age of 85. Amen. We look around and we see some who are more, but we know that God is blessed. Amen. He said yes. Bible talks about 70. It says, but by reason of strength, it be more. Well, by reason of strength, many times God's children get more. Amen. As they continue to serve the Lord. And so we thank God for that. Amen. Shall we stand to be dismissed? Brother Jackson, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Right, because my phone was lying right up. All right, thank you. Love y'all. You know, and but I heard it and I thought, okay, well, I'll drop my slides. That's fine. I'm singing.